On today's Compassion Radio.
Multicultural ministry in a small town doesn't resonate with most media. Compassion Radio is what I listened to on the way to work at Walmart. It was something where it felt like someone else is doing this kind of work, and it made a lonely experience feel less lonely.
Hi friends, Bram Floria here, and welcome back to the second installment of an inspiring new interview with two of our favorite people, Josh and Lauren Manning. Together they serve one of the most unique congregations we've discovered in these United States. The Community Church of Knoll, Missouri is reaching out to perhaps the most diverse small town in America, a place where dozens of languages and people groups have found their way to hard but abundant jobs in food processing. It's one of those first steps up into the American dream for immigrants, and it's the history of this nation. Knoll, Missouri is also at the center of God's kingdom story. When the stranger comes to your doorstep, a follower of Christ doesn't turn away. When a small body of believers suddenly has the whole world at its doorstep, it's got some decisions to make. It's either carry on, nothing to see here, or this is what the Word of God has been telling us would happen. We know exactly where to start. Well, thank God, the Mannings and Knoll Community Church chose the latter. And with that one choice, they're transforming an entire community and seeing people come to know Jesus from places where it's extraordinarily difficult to get the gospel in. We wrap up this visit today, but first, a recap of yesterday's discussion.
You're committing yourself to the process of being at home with them.
I'm committed. It's not always easy. Our nature is not to have people surrounding us, homing through our items, but here we are.
What do you think God's growing you in hospitality?
I think you're more likely to let things that's happening around you be okay.
Yeah, and I feel like every day I'm growing because you never know who's going to walk in your front door unannounced, and you just kind of have to roll with it.
While I was preaching, someone came over to the house, tried on your clothes, and goes back into the church.
No, and put on some of my jeans and said they fit perfectly.
And then this little church.
A little boy handed me some candy, and he said, "Do you want candy? I just got this from your house." I'm like, "I'll eat my own candy." Okay. The cultural shocks are amazing.
The reason we have blinds on these windows, because our record was 7 children watching us eat dinner while we were sitting at the table.
So our kids are vital in making relationships. Mm. We've had Muslim kids in our home. We've had Apache kids. We've had Buddhist kids in our home. And our daughter Emma is a brave little witness.
Just in the past few weeks, you had a massive storm that just blew through suddenly. Mm-hmm. And there was trees down all along the road, back along the Elk River.
There was no tornado siren, anything of that sort. There was a significant amount of damage in town. Likelihood is we'll end up with a new roof on the church and the house. The town as a whole struggled a lot with it, especially with a significant number of refugee folks who don't have the contacts to call the good old boy with a chainsaw down the road. So we got a lot of outside help from Convoy of Hope. We've been blessed to have a lot of good people helping. It showed kind of the heart of my kids, too.
Oh, yeah.
Kids and I went out with flashlights, and we went up and down the streets and seen where we helped neighbors and dragged limbs out of the way. And it was a natural thing for my kids to do. For me, that was an extremely encouraging.
The new sign. It's a permanent temporary sign.
Well, it's intentional. We have a sign that is Velcroed on, and it looks very professional. Yep. And you don't even realize it's Velcroed on from a distance, but it lists our 3 services, and we want it to remain that way because when God provides the opportunity for the next service, reaching an African group or a Pacific Island group or whatever it is, we can yank it off in a moment's notice and remake it. We want to have that ability to adapt. We want to be whatever God desires for this place to be.
Yes.
And what it is today is not what it's going to be tomorrow.
Okay, Lauren, what does hospitality mean for you?
So an example is this week, a lady from our church just passed her citizenship test. She got a letter in the mail that gave her the date of the ceremony. She brought it to me to read to her what the requirements are for her to bring this letter, dress up, bring friends, etc. Walks right in, says, "Also, we brought supper for you."
Hmm.
So they brought us Karen food and cooked on our stove. my comfort is not having a lot of people in our place uninvited at my stove in my cabinets looking for bowls. I have a memory verse hung up. They broke bread in their homes and ate together with, keyword being, glad and sincere hearts.
Acts 2:4-6.
Talking about the first church. And that is a physical reminder to me. I can be glad in this. I can be welcoming in this. Even though the introversion in my heart is, this is not my first idea of comfort.
Leadership spiritually had to be, we need to cross this border with people that we don't think are like ourselves and make it home for them.
The Mannings and Community Church of Knoll, Missouri demonstrates something important, and it's not talked about much. Namely, that godly hospitality is not the same as simply being polite or hospitable. It involves a much deeper surrender to God's best for everybody involved, and it often takes real sacrifice. To take it further, godly hospitality is the work of God's Spirit making us at home in His kingdom, not us making others comfortable in ours. In the case of the Mannings, practicing godly hospitality has only deepened their passion for the people that God keeps bringing to Knoll, and that's where we'll drop in for the final part of this interview.
Lauren, what's on your heart?
My number one prayer for this town is always that the people that God has put in our church, that He saves them. Because we know of one, maybe two, believers that would say Jesus is the only way to God.
The exclusive.
Exclusivity of it.
Yeah.
The exclusivity of it, exactly. And just the blended beliefs that they have and the backgrounds that they come from that they may not cling to, but it's just in there and it dilutes who Jesus is. My prayer is that God saves them.
Saves them unto something and not just away from something else.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
So that drawing in, the place of safety, the refuge, the strong tower.
Mm-hmm.
You've already shown yourselves to be that city of refuge. And so we continue to pray along with you that Knoll becomes a lighthouse in a lot of ways. Mm. And that many more gospel lights light up.
Amen.
Here.
Amen.
Yeah. I understand what you're saying, Lauren, and I'm not sure even how to articulate it myself to our listeners out there, but when you see it come alive in people's eyes and lives,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
And
that's
you
so
say,
true.
They're in now.
I want them to know they think Jesus is a good thing, many do, but they don't believe Jesus is Lord.
Hmm.
And we want to get people to where they follow Christ, and that's what our hope and prayer is.
Yep. God to draw them and save them.
Mm-hmm.
He will do it.
What other message can you pass along to our Compassion Radio family since we're praying with you and supporting some of the initiatives you're involved with right now?
Pray for the people of this town and that there's windows open to where the gospel can be preached in places where it is not able to be preached currently. We pray for people to come to this town to move in. Every place we speak, we ask that. We ask in seriousness because we want people to move to this town with gospel-minded focus, to be an example of Christianity in spots where there isn't much example of Christianity. Just the presence of someone being in town, living their life as a follower of Christ, even if the cultural barriers and the language barriers can't be broken immediately, the example of your life in town, I think, is sufficient. And we pray for those kind of people to be here.
Some of them seem to be trickling in. You've got people that you know are believers that have come through some of the universities in the area. When I say we're a small town America, we're not that isolated. You're maybe 40 minutes or so out of the world headquarters for Walmart, just down the road here. And about half an hour away from one of the premier Christian colleges, John Brown University.
Mm-hmm.
So they're within reach. And you actually have some people coming up to help you now from that school.
Oh, it's been a joy.
Mm-hmm.
Just to show the craziness that happens here, a young man was sitting behind one of my church members at her home church, not our Knoll church, but she was at her home church, and he was sitting behind her, and she turned to him, and she said randomly to this complete stranger, "You're going on a mission trip with me today because I'm going to Knoll." And he said he would go.
Okay.
And it was that young man, Luke, who I introduced you to earlier. His parents were missionaries in Ecuador. He has a passion and a heart for serving people of other cultures. Completely random how he ended up in our church. He got excited. He's a John Brown student with a passion to go into ministry long term. He met several other missionary kids with equal passion for reaching people of different cultures and no other languages and backgrounds. And they're all missionary kids. And so frequently we have a whole row of John Brown students who have a passion for other cultures, and they do a lot of the logistic stuff of running a church service for us.
Luke is right now running the bus, so you don't have to.
Yes, I just saw him drive off. As long as everyone
hopefully
makes it there safely, we'll be good. Yes.
There he goes.
He's off.
And Luke and his friend Michaela come on Thursday nights during the school year and teach the kids' class. They get the kids, pick them up on the van, bring them back. Michaela takes the girls, and Luke takes the boys and the little kids, and they have a lesson. They watched, what movie did they watch with the kids? The Case for Christ, which is incredible as this man searches for the truth of the gospel.
Wonderful stuff, my friends, and I look forward to getting more updates as we go along. I've just been thrilled that God's enabled me to be through twice in 1 year to see the stuff that he's doing here. Yeah, we can maintain this friendship.
Absolutely.
The friendship, of course, extends to the Compassion Radio family. We do urge you all to be part of this mission, because there'll be a limited amount of time here where we're going to focus on the needs here in Knoll. And as you give, part of that is helping to support everything that's happening here. And we want to see you grow and mature. And one of the most honoring spinoffs from all this for me was when you wrote me and told me not only did God inspire you in this ministry because of the word you were hearing through Compassion Radio, but He nudged you to reach out through broadcasting yourself to other immigrant communities throughout Southwest Missouri. And you're still doing that.
Yes. When I was first starting in this kind of ministry, there isn't anything like this that you hear on television or radio. Multicultural ministry in a small town doesn't resonate with most media. Compassion Radio is what I listened to on the way to work at Walmart. It was something where it felt like someone else is doing this kind of work. And it made a lonely experience feel less lonely. And so when I officially became pastor of this church, I wrote a thank you letter to you personally, just because it meant a lot to me. After that, I realized that this kind of radio format has potential for reaching neighbors and people in this area, which I desperately want to reach. And so we've started our own local radio program and play a lot of our sermons and interviews with people, and has a similar type format, because I want the people in the local area to get a passion and heart for the people of this town.
May that passion keep growing.
Absolutely.
Friends, we often encourage you to call or write us. The Mannings are a prime example of why we ask that. Not only did it encourage us to hear how God was at work in Knoll, Missouri, and how we had played a small part in encouraging its amazing work, but it started a friendship that will last for eternity. It also started a partnership that will last as long as this ministry has the approval and partnership of you, our Compassion Radio family. In the past couple of years, you provided thousands of dollars of desperately needed support for the essential frontline mission field of Southern Missouri. And who would have known that the Western Ozarks would be that front line if Josh Manning hadn't reached out with his story? I hope you'll reach out today to stand with us and to share your stories and prayer requests. Here's my direct email, which you can use anytime, bramfloria@compassionradio.com. Just this week, our strategic ministry partner for Bible placement, John Podiety, pled with me to come join him in the Middle East this spring. The church there is exploding among Muslim background believers. John wants the world to know what's really going on there, and he wants Compassion Radio to tell that story. And friends, I want to go. Wouldn't you? Every time we go to the front lines of faith, it inspires your faith and your giving to the Great Commission as much as it does ours. But I can't say yes to John until you step up and make it possible. It's our strong desire to be going deeper, to go farther, to be braver than we've ever been in this year of 2020, and to bring you the stories that you just won't hear anywhere else. I simply ask that you would keep giving so that we can give back to the world through our strategic ministry partners and to you with inspiring programming on this radio station and over the internet. Here's how. The first and best way to reach us is through our website, CompassionRadio.com. It's available 24/7. Our safe and secure order form there will get your gift to the places needed most, and we'll do it right away. You can also support us with a call during Pacific Time business hours at 1-800-868-2478. That's 1-800-868-2478. You can also text COMPASSION to 53445 to give right through your phone, no matter where you are. Of course, you can also put a stamp on an envelope and mail your gift to our Compassion Radio office, P.O. Box 2770, Orange, California, 92859. Again, that's P.O. Box 2770, Orange, California, 92859. However you give, we'd love to hear more about why you believe in Compassion Radio. We so much value your messages and letters. And know this, your gift is deeply appreciated. Thank you for loving us in this way.
I was going to ask you, too, about the update on your support. I know you've kind of gotten some good word at the time we left you last time that it was coming together. How are things looking now as far as the family support?
I left Walmart in May after 20 years. We are now 3 months into this, just about to start our fourth month of being solely pastor. Our support comes from 5 separate local churches that contribute financially in order to make this possible, to allow me the time frame to do this kind of ministry. Our church operates on a very slender budget and is largely just able to take care of the electric needs and those kind of, you know, plain basic needs like that. And so we're thankful for the local churches that supported us and allowed us to continue this kind of ministry.
We'll keep praying that God will honor that too and abound on you from time to time. Mm-hmm. I know that people have loved you by giving you from their heart and not just money, but enabling you to be together and go to places and celebrate life as a family. Mm-hmm. Tell me a little bit about how you were inspired by being part of that worship conference up in Nashville.
Oh, it was wonderful. People have been over the top kind to us. We heard that there was the Getty music. They have tremendous faith-based hymns that they write. The children's choir that we take our kids to, many of the songs that we sing at the children's choir is going to be Getty music. And so we heard that they were having this conference in Nashville, and very dear friends gifted anonymously. But we knew exactly who did it. Gave us the opportunity to go. And so I had my first Sunday off at church in 2 years. Mm-hmm. And I did not preach for 13 straight days, which is very unusual for me. And we got to attend a conference. Yes.
Yeah.
And it was an absolute delight.
Yeah.
And we were able to see other godly people who have a passion for Christ and for godly hymns, and it was a joy.
What makes you happy, Lauren? Now that you're in this life, you've adopted it, you're getting used to the new reality of ministry. What keeps your joy going?
I get joy when I see my friend Poilo sing hymns at church and see her being a light in her community. I get joy when we get time to go to trips like Nashville, which doesn't happen often, but when we get to be refreshed like that and just seeing God answer prayers. I was praying for months that God would bring along older people to our congregation. We have a lot of families that are young families from Asia, and I was praying that God would bring along people with wisdom that have been there and done that and could give us advice, and he has.
Usually we're praying for youth and vigor, and God would ramp up our church with some energy.
I've been praying for the opposite, I guess?
You're not praying for the opposite at all. You're praying for power, I think.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Okay, I see.
I agree with you, but it's novel. We got to at least admit that. People don't usually pray for things like old people to come to church.
When you're a church that doesn't have any old people, that's a need. We've needed wisdom and people that have experience and a firm foundation.
Yeah, to teach and pour into our people that God has brought
along. Are you
along.
Finding folks in this area that already have the spark of generosity of spirit so that
absolutely.
When they look at all these immigrants, they know they can't pronounce their names hardly.
True.
And they don't even understand their parenting style and stuff, but that they have the joy to come sit
yes.
with you and say, yes, let's do this.
Yes, absolutely. We have had people, former retired pastors and wives, that get it and understand, and obviously extremely joy-filled. Mike Brown, as an example to us, has been incredible, a wonderful man of God.
The youth that they finished teaching just a minute ago was taught by 2 couples in their 70s.
Mm-hmm. Got a little snapshot of them in that circle.
You did?
It's mostly tweeners and young people, and then a couple of sets of white hair there.
That's true.
But those people are vitally important because they have had 50 years plus of being in God's Word. And you have new believers, people that may not be believers, that come from a non-Christian background that need that solid foundation of a grandfatherly, grandmotherly type role. Those people have been vital to us when we've been able to procure those.
Yeah. Friends in Anderson that are pastors, They had parents in a little tiny church that have always been interested in missions and are near 80, and they go to their church on Sunday mornings but come here and teach youth on Sunday afternoons, and they get to live a lifelong dream of being missionaries in this little town. So it's cool how God's answered the prayer to bring older generation in.
To see you grow in a way that makes you at home with missions is important. Mm-hmm. Just following your maturing through all of this.
Yeah.
I look forward to following this story for many years. May you be more of an inspiration, too, because I know there are other communities around this country which are quietly or loudly seeing an onslaught or an opportunity of immigrants coming in. And it has a lot to do with people's spiritual perspective about what's coming at them.
Yeah.
Opportunity or danger.
Oh, yeah.
And you all chose to ask God, what do you want us to know about these people?
Mm-hmm.
And he gave you a vision for that. Thank you for asking those kind of questions and not just presuming what was coming to this town and making some human judgments about their moral qualities.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You've seen not just great people come through, but you've seen brothers and sisters to love, and they've loved you right back.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
You seem to be growing in discernment, too. And you've mentioned before that there are people you've had to watch out for, because in the communities you have to be very watchful, mm-hmm. especially those who are more innocent of your culture. They might be at more danger or more risk.
Mm-hmm.
And that's part of the responsibility of being a good pastor, is watching over the sheep.
Yep.
So we need to pray that God will continue to protect the sheep while he's also helping you to grow them as a flock. So I ask my Compassion Radio friends out there to be praying for the church in Knoll, for the Mannings, and for their future ministry, and for God to empower them with everything they need to be good shepherds of this flock. The world's going to change, folks, because of the kind of things that are happening right here in small town Missouri. So, Lauren, Josh, thanks so much again for joining us.
Thank you.
Go ye therefore to every nation, preach the gospel in every land, to every language and every people in my name. Reach out your hand.
Friends, we often encourage you to call or write us. The Mannings are a prime example of why we ask that. Not only did it encourage us to hear how God was at work in Knoll, Missouri, and how we had played a small part in encouraging its amazing work, but it started a friendship that will last for eternity. It also started a partnership that will last as long as this ministry has the approval and partnership of you, our Compassion Radio family. In the past couple of years, you provided thousands of dollars of desperately needed support for the essential frontline mission field of Southern Missouri. I hope you'll reach out today to stand with us and to share your stories and prayer requests. Here's my direct email, which you can use anytime, bramfloria@compassionradio.com. Our plan at Compassion Radio for 2020 and for the years to come is to make this a safe place to come learn the truth about missional living in the 21st century, and sometimes to talk about the hard things that need to be addressed if the kingdom is to flourish right here at home. It's going to take a lot of brave and humble people like Josh and Lauren Manning to bring the gospel to the millions right here in our own country who don't have a clue yet that God truly loves them with an everlasting passion. That He can forgive and heal and restore and rebuild lives for eternity. God is still transforming lives in the here and now and changing futures one heart at a time. Perhaps one of those amazing transformation stories is you. We'd love to hear about it. I hope you'll take seriously my invitation to reach out to us. Together, we can tell the great things that God is doing in this generation. To learn more about our history, our projects, to hear our podcast, and to make your love gift, simply go to our website, CompassionRadio.com. Our toll-free number is Mandarin Business Hours Pacific Time at 1-800-868-2478. If you get voicemail, just leave a full message and we will call you back as soon as the office is open. You can also write us and send your gift by mail to Compassion Radio, P.O. Box 2770, Orange, California, 92859.